There is currently a critical shortage of foster and kinship carers in Dubbo, New South Wales, with children as young as two in urgent need of safe and nurturing homes. Now, there is going to be a free information session held tonight at 5:30 p.m. at Club Dubbo for any locals who are interested in helping these kids remain in the region and stay connected to their friends and their schools and their support networks within the area. Joining us this morning to talk more about the carer shortage and tonight's information session is Renee Carter, the CEO of Adopt Change, who operate the government-funded program My Forever Family New South Wales. Good morning, Renee.
Morning, Jess.
Now, data is showing that 19 children and young people per 1,000 are living in out-of-home care in Dubbo and Western New South Wales, compared with 9 in 1,000 across the whole of New South Wales. Why do you think that difference is there?
Look, in some areas there are higher numbers. I can't tell you exactly why, but I think when families face different challenges in particular areas, then the children may not be able to live with them either short-term or long-term. Ultimately, it's when it's determined that a child isn't safe to be living at home for that period. So, unfortunately, the number is higher in that area.
Yeah. And look, you need more carers, but there is a shortage at the moment. What factors do you think contribute to the shortage in carers?
Look, I think we've come out the other side of the COVID challenges for a couple of years and then have been faced with quite difficult economic situation. So I think it's not necessarily the time where people have been thinking it's time to open up our home and expand our family. However, we're asking people to consider that despite those challenges, we've actually got young people as young as two that really need that certainty. So yes, I think the economic situation is difficult.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people know what a foster carer is, but for those that don't, what's a kinship carer?
So kinship carer is really a relative or community member that is considered kin to a child. So the preference is for a child to stay connected with family or with community if possible. So that's really what a kinship carer is. So similar to foster care.
Yeah, and you're really keen to find safe and nurturing homes for kids in their existing local communities. Can you tell me a little bit about the benefits of these kids staying connected to familiar surroundings?
Absolutely. Well, we wanted to let the community know because we believe if people know that there's a two-year-old and a six-year-old and nine-year-old in their area that want to stay connected to their school, to their friends, that would be something that the community would be very interested in. Look, these children are being moved away from everything they know, so from their parents, sometimes from their siblings. So it's quite difficult to find homes that will take siblings in together. So, and we see from all the evidence that children thrive when they remain together with their siblings. So the benefits are that these kids can at least stay connected to the things that they do know, so school, friends, local community groups. It's just so important for their childhood.
Yeah. And, you know, you've emphasised that carers from Aboriginal and culturally diverse backgrounds are really welcome to get in contact as well. Talk to me about the importance of those culturally diverse backgrounds when it comes to foster care.
Yes, well, unfortunately, there is an overrepresentation of Aboriginal children in care, and it's the same in the Dubbo area. So when a child from an Aboriginal background or a different culture comes into care, it's so important for them to remain within that culture if possible. It's not always possible, but we are asking for both Aboriginal community members and culturally diverse community members to come forward so that we can best have opportunities for those children to remain connected.
We're talking to Renee Carter, who's the CEO of Adopt Change, and they are holding a free information night as part of the My Forever Family New South Wales program, looking for foster carers. You're going to inform people about what it involves. What is happening tonight at that free information session?
It's really an opportunity for people to come along, no obligation, hear about what it looks like to be a carer, to hear from our team who will talk about what that process looks like, and to hear about some of the children that are needing care right now in the area, and then ask any questions as well. So it's really just a good opportunity to come and find out more. You might not be ready right now, But we definitely would also love to hear from people that, that could help out in the immediate term as well.
And there's going to be the opportunity as well to chat to experienced carers, which I imagine is like such an important resource for people who are thinking of starting out in foster care.
Absolutely. It's one thing to understand the technicalities. It's another to hear what it's like to have your life change and what kind of things to expect from somebody that's been there themselves.
Yeah. And what sort of support and resources are available to carers who do decide to open their homes up to children?
So as a starting point, My Forever Family, which is our program, works with carers to really just talk through any particular issues, provides training, and that's all free as well. So it can be to come along and learn how to best look after teens who've got a trauma background, or to take an infant in and how to care for them. So there's a whole range of training supports, as well as the support of the foster agency that the carer would be authorised by. So there is quite a lot of support available.
And are there any specific requirements or qualifications needed to become a foster or a kinship carer?
Look, the first thing that we really highlight is that we need people who are able to open their heart and their home, that they've got room and time for a child or children coming into their home. And there are important screening that needs to happen to make sure that the carer is safe and well and able to take care of a child. But ultimately, we need people from all walks of life that just really have that availability.
And so, you know, if people are full-time workers, if people are single, I mean, are you guys open to a lot of different options?
Absolutely. And different types of care would suit different situations. So we sometimes need part-time carers, which means that the same child or children would stay with the carer perhaps one weekend a month, or older children need homes as well, so it might be somebody that's working full time and that has a bit of flexibility and is available to the child, particularly outside of school hours, through to people that might be empty nesters that have got time to have children in emergency care and can have a child come to them at any time of the night or day and take them to appointments. It really just depends on the situation, and that's why this information session is a really good option to come along and find out a bit more and have a think through what type of care might suit as well. But there are so many children needing homes. I'd encourage anyone to consider, if they have any time available, how they might be able to help, or they might know somebody else that might be suitable as well.
And, you know, this session is, you know, there's no obligation to sign up to anything. It's just to find out more and to educate yourself. Everyone is welcome, I'm assuming.
Absolutely. Everybody is welcome. And we see this as a real community issue. We wanted to call out to the community, even if they're not particularly going to be the person that's opening their home, just to help us think through who are potential local people that could help out with this so that we can keep these kids close and connected.
Well, the Becoming a Carer for Kids information session is happening tonight at Club Dubbo. It goes from between 5:30 and 7, so it's just an hour and a half. It is free. You can find out all about what people are looking for in a carer. You can talk to experienced carers who have done this process before, and they can probably answer your questions as well. And we have been joined by Renee Carter, who is the CEO of Adopt Change, who are operating this program to try and get more foster carers in the Dubbo area who are desperately, desperately needed. Thanks so much for your time this morning, Renee.
Thanks for that, Jess.
ABC Western Plains.